Now to the volatility and fragility of the oil markets being demonstrated this morning as stocks sell off broadly on other economic concerns. The oil market is selling. NYMEX crude is down more than 4%, trading at about $90 a barrel. And Brent crude is down $6 a barrel, all in reacting to the Obama administration announcing the release of 30 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, part of a broad international effort to pump more than 60 billion barrels onto the world market over the next month. Joining us is David Biello, associate editor for Scientific American, who often we go to on energy issues. David, is this all about disruptions caused or feared by the operation in Libya?
Essentially, yes. You know, the ending of exports from Libya has been a real blow for Europe, as Europe relied on Libya in large part for its oil supplies, and that disruption shows no signs of ending. This is a move by the consuming countries that make up the International Energy Agency to offset that loss of supply from the supplying countries, given that OPEC, while it showed some willingness to raise output, really doesn't have as much ability to do that as it used to.
It's about the margin for error, and Libya, though a small oil producer, is definitely within that margin for error, or constitutes the margin for error. Is this how the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is supposed to work? It's reacting to an international incident as opposed to just trying to push the price down. I noted that they announced this as oil was already selling off.
Yeah, this is the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is a little bit of a gray area for the U.S., but this is how the International Energy Agency is supposed to work, and the U.S. is a founding member of that particular club. The IEA is kind of an OPEC for consuming countries. It's meant to protect us from the kind of supply disruptions that led to gas lines throughout the 1970s. And that's essentially what they're doing here. They're seeing some significant market tightening. We've all seen that. And given that this is the summer driving season in the Northern Hemisphere, they are kind of proactively taking this step to attempt to moderate prices.
If you could actually intelligently make a prediction that I'm about to ask you about, you probably wouldn't be working for Scientific American. You'd be, you know, working for Goldman Sachs. But oil hasn't closed under $90 a barrel since February. Do you think it's likely to stay below 90 this summer as a result of this move and others?
Well, 60 million barrels is a lot of oil and yet not a lot of oil. This is really more symbolic than anything else, and it depends on kind of how the oil markets respond to this. Let's face it, there are some very significant consumers that are coming up in the developing world, China and India, most specifically China. Their oil demand is growing
right
by leaps and bounds, and they're making this a very tight market. Everybody wants oil.
Oil trading at $90 a barrel this morning, reacting to the release of 30 million barrels of petroleum from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Sounds like everyone sort of decided that the Libya situation is going to go on for a while, David, right?
Yeah, that's the other message of this, that essentially nobody sees a resolution to the Libya conflict anytime soon, and that therefore the supplies of oil flowing out of that country won't pick back up for quite a while.
A lot of messages, a lot of takeaways there. David Biello, associate editor for Scientific American. Thanks so much.
Welcome.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.